The scripture says that seek first the kingdom of God and every other thing shall be added. Lord, this morning we submit to your lordship. We know that you are the true owner. We are just a steward of what you have released unto us. We ask this morning that our hearts are focused on you, that we will not lose the gaze of you, that as we constantly behold you, we'll become like you. And everything that has to do with our lives, our destiny, you will take care of it in the name of Jesus. As we share your word with your people, let it liberate us in the name of Jesus. Let it bring understanding. Let us start something new. Release that new thing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Go ahead and celebrate Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. I didn't say celebrate yourself. I said celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, you're welcome. You can have your seat. And please, you're helping me this morning to ensure that I preach and I teach at the same time. I'm a man of God. We do this and do all of this teaching where we can't mention the name of Jesus. But as we speak, people come to the understanding of the grace that we carry for people to know that we belong to God. And when I have opportunity of coming into God's vineyard to now preach the same message, I have liberty, full liberty, not just to express myself in the teaching, but also capacity to be able to prophesy things into your life. Do you believe God to take care of you this morning? My first good news to you, that God is releasing something new to your hands. So you got to stay with me. This morning I've been asked to speak on the act of making money. By the grace of God, there are three dimensions into financial freedom. I've not come here to inspire, to perspire, and to require or recover. I'm here to share the truth of the word of God to you. My intention is to show you what is possible through Jesus, and you can apply this principle anywhere. See, most of the things I will be sharing with you are things that have happened to me personally. I know some of you, demography right now, maybe you are currently still studying and all that. It's a good time because it's good to start this journey early. When the Lord showed me and the burden he put into my heart to ensure that everyone that come across me never lacks anything again, my joy is to see people who have capacity to do all that they can do without restriction of money. That's my agenda. When I found people who have visions to do anything, they must be able to see the provision right with them to be able to accomplish it. Is there anybody like that in the room? See, it is not good when God show you a stadium to pack people to do revival and all that, and when in reality you call your team, you are looking for a secondary school. It's not the same. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are two different things. If you get to Teslim Balogun, you understand that you will need to pay money. You will need speakers to pay money for. So even in the kingdom, there is need for money. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, sir. So there is a need to understand the act of what? Making money. You can show my slide. Stop showing me. Show my slide. So in the School of Wealth, we believe that there are three dimensions into financial freedom. The first one is the art of making money. The second one is the art of managing money. And in the third one is the art of multiplying money. How many of you did MMM here? MMM. MC your hand. No, you should have healed by now. Are you still expecting that money back? Let me see your hand. Nobody here? Thank you, my sister, for being sincere. So use MMM to remember making, managing, and multiplying. But it's not that kind of MMM. Do you understand what I'm saying? This morning, I'm going to focus more on the act, which is the first dimension. And in the course of the teaching, mention some of the things in things you can do to manage and also need to invest. And I pray the Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. All right. I said in my first slide, Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22. That's the only scripture I'll be reading. But don't worry. The word carries power and is potent enough. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22. The Bible says, a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children, but the sinner's wealth is laid up for the righteous. A good man, this is God talking about it. A good man, leave what? Leave what? Inheritance. When you say inheritance, means that leaves good asset for his children, children. That's not just his children. His children, children. I call that posterity. Meaning that whatever you are doing right now is not just about you, but you want to think about two generations to come. And if I want to ask you a good question, what you are doing right now, the things and the decisions you are making right now, when your grandchildren, not even your children, your grandchildren, because I know many of you are not married yet, when your grandchildren hear about those decisions, will you be proud? The things you are doing now, this is beyond money. I'm just telling you about your life, the course you're studying, everything you are putting into play, your business and all of that. Will your children be happy to say thank you for what you have done? I was speaking with a friend of mine who was telling me about his cousin, and the grandpa left them with £1 million. All they needed to do is just clock 16. And they just clocked 16 and access £1 million. That, my friend, resigned. He said, because he needs to oversee them. He said he needs to oversee their wealth. He became an asset manager immediately. £1 million to start with. And that should get you thinking, right? What will you leave for your children? I said wealth creation is an intentional thing to do. It's very intentional. See, everyone that I've studied, that have come into wealth by mistake, they lose it in no time. Even those who are big on betting and winning lotteries, go and do this research and prove me wrong. All those who have won millions of dollars in lotteries, they have sold those mansions in a couple of years. And do you know what happened to them? Even they said that it's about 2% of them that were able to retain those money. One of them that I studied was the guy who won. He didn't let the family know. He covered himself to go and collect the money and then push everything to an asset manager and act as if nothing happened. It took him 2 years to come into the understanding of what he has. And he was part of the 2% that survived lottery. All those lotteries and betting, game and all of that. I know some people are here that who are also into betting and the likes. Let me let you know that it's a demon. It's not sermon for today. But let me know that you are dealing with a demon and you need to be delivered. It's not just addictive. That's a nice way of putting it. You are dealing with what? A demon. Don't worry. And I said that in the wealth creation, you must understand the part of generating resources, managing resources, and growing those resources. Again, in the three dimension of what I mentioned to you. But one important thing I want to point you out to, you see the way I colored it, is your skills. See, listen to me, guys. There is a proportional growth between the skills you carry and the flow of money that comes to you. This is not hard work. This is not labor. Don't get me wrong. The skill set you have has a role to play in what flows back to you. And do you know why? It's very simple. In the world we live in today, people are just focused on people who are providing solution. So the more solution you can provide, the more inflow that can come back to you. If I ask you in the room right now, if you're working a job and in your office, you have a janitor there, a cleaner. The cleaner opens the day around 5 o'clock to clean the office before you come. When you are leaving as the manager, maybe 4 or 5, thereabout. You can even stay till 8. It just depends on what time you want to go. And the janitor must wait to also clean before leaving. When it is month-end, who is more paid? The janitor or the manager? Why are they not paying the janitor more money because of spending more time? Eh? Talk to me. Somebody should talk to me. Skill set. Do you know the truth? That the salary you receive from your job is the value your employer places on you. It doesn't matter how small that money is. If they offer you 50,000, what they are saying to you is that the value from you to us is 50,000 naira. The day they have doubt about that value that you are bringing, they will ask you to go home. So your skill set is very important. Guys, not long ago, I was working on a project about 2 weeks ago. No, it's about last week, thereabout. And I opened my RSA account. That's my retirement account with Leadway Assurance. And I look at how much I've contributed for the past 16 years that in working active job. Let me give you a glimpse onto it. When I started working, I started with a multinational. Started working. I was paying over $200,000 every month into RSA. And for about 16 years, I've graduated up. Don't ask me how much is my money now. But do you know one interesting thing? While we are discussing, Pastor, with that person, and I look at the total amount I have in my RSA account, I made that money in 30 days in Forex. In fact, it was above it by 1.4 million. All that I've contributed, I was contributing 8%. My employer was contributing 8%. Adding together every blessed month into that account. And I learned a skill, one skill, that paid me over 16 years of what I've contributed. You're sitting in the room here and I'm challenging you. What is that one thing that you can learn that can change your life forever? Do you know, I live in Nigeria and earn in USD. I change USD back to Naira to spend. I'm even better than a person who is in the US, who is earning in the US and spending in US. Do you understand what I'm saying? No, when you get home, you see, some of my jokes are not funny. It requires some time. When you get home, you remember, I say, this guy, that's what he was saying. Don't worry, you just stay with me. There is just a gap between processing some of the things I'm saying. But don't lose focus of the message. The word is a global word already. And for those of you who are from Lagos State University that are in here, the truth is that you are not competing with those who are in Unilag or UI or those who are in IFE. You're wasting your time. You are actually competing with the best of the best around the world. Whether you are studying economics now or you want to be a chartered accountant now, you are actually competing with those who have gone to Ivy League schools in the world. That's your real competition. So you can be local, but think globally. Do you understand what I'm saying to you this morning? When we speak in the Holy Ghost should download ideas that can liberate us. That understanding should bring what? Things that can liberate us. So it's very important that we understand this. Let me show you God's perspective about wealth. I dealt with this a lot because it was one of the things that slowed me down in my journey. If I tell you, growing up was tough. In fact, my parents went through a lot to allow us to go to school, sacrificed a lot for us. And I knew early enough that coming into wealth is spiritual. Poverty, getting out of poverty is what? Whether you like it or not. You think that people come into wealth by just being good, working a salary job and all that. If you go outside now, ask them how much they are selling those cars. How long will it take you from the 500,000, 600,000 that you are earning every month? Even if you don't pay tight, you don't do anything. You can't gather those money at once. Something must happen to you. There must be a spiritual help that must be offered to you. And let me tell you, if you don't have the spiritual stamina as a child of God to be able to take those things, when it comes to your hand, you don't know how it's quickly just go away because you don't belong to that realm yet. What I'm saying, I hope you understand what I'm saying. Sir, a pagan on the street, the other religion on the street, can do anything and quickly get into money. The devil knows that if you receive money, look at the way you are singing. You will get into studio. You will record song. Life will be blessed. He will not allow that money come to you. Pastor Victor is here. I just asked him now, what are we doing with the rest of the land? He said, Pastor, God is helping us. Imagine a $1 billion is given to this man. I'm sure he will spend part of it for the church. And that's why the devil will constantly be fighting him for that money to come. But he can give it to other guys to go to Kilos. Say, Pastor, do you know Kilos? I don't. My house is not far away from there. I know. That's why a Yahoo boy will just do one simple Yahoo Plus and money will come. Because the devil knows all of that is to propagate his own gospel. But it's a fight to allow it to come to your hand. You don't know that you are really fighting a big war when it comes to wealth. When you are comfortable, there are some certain prayer points you will not be disturbing God with. Because your way of living life would have changed. You won't be asking God for what to eat in the morning. But the devil doesn't want you to stay there. Because he knows the more your life is better, the more many lives around you will be better. And it's a war. So God's perspective about money, you need to realize first that God desires you to live in abundance. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise that money is not a good thing. Money is a good thing. In fact, the scripture says, money answereth all things. What the Bible is saying is about you idolizing money. And that is the love of money is the root of evil, not money in itself. Do you understand what I'm saying? Money in itself is a good thing, but the love of it, the love of anything. FIFA football has started. Some people watched that match yesterday night. They didn't come to church this morning. They've idolized those games. They didn't realize. Do you know wristwatch? Things we wear can be your idol. But we don't realize. We just focus on one thing. But all other things, where is your heart right now? Somebody here is here now. He's thinking of what Argentina is going to play. God have mercy. Wealth is a tool that God desires every one of us to have so that we can deliver on our assignment. It's never an identity. It's so bad that in our generation today, when you see people with certain material things, they put them superior to others. That's the world we live in. People don't even find out where you made that money from. They just want to celebrate what is in your hand. But as believers, we should have a rethink that that's not the God's idea for us. In fact, you need to understand that you don't own anything. Everything has been given to you by God. What you are doing, you are just a steward, a channel through which the money can go to others. Is anybody learning anything? And can I let you know, God hates poverty. God, what? Sir, there is absolutely nothing good about poverty. Poverty makes a man do what he doesn't have capacity to do, but poverty can strengthen him to go and do it. It's a dangerous thing. You see, people talk about the rich man and the poor man, and the rich man ended up in hell, and the poor man ended up in hell. Be careful. If you are poor, your chance of making it to heaven is also hard. I watch a video on TikTok, and I always talk about this lady all the time. She was at a bus stop trying to get into a bus. And all these guys that used to prank people came. And then the babe said, and the guy said to the babe that, I want to use these scissors to cut off your dress. And you're going to wear your underwear home. And I'll give you 50,000. She almost slapped the guy. I was so happy. But my happiness was not for long. Do you know what happened? The guy just put his hand in his pocket and flashed the money for her to see. Do you know what she did? She collected the scissors. She cut off the dress herself and collected 50,000 and walked away. Terrible things. People eat other people's excrete just to receive unbelievable amount of money. You read about the lady that was killed not long ago. People follow strangers home all because of money. Poverty is a terrible. Can you let me tell your neighbor, I hate poverty. There's nothing good about poverty. It's a terrible thing. God hates it too. The Bible says that above all things, I wish that you do what? You live in what? The prosperity he's talking about is even beyond money. It's all around prosperity for you. So where is it coming from? That being poor is a sign that you are a true believer. It's a lie. It's a lie. Put it down. Let everyone know that God desires you to live well. You should be able to afford what you want. Anything in life, everything has been given to you. A finished work of faith has been given to you. Don't let anyone lie to you. There's nothing good about poverty. I hate it. And until you come to that understanding that you are not part of those that should live in penury, I don't mind though, if you people want to stay there, we'll still be sending money to help some other people in church. If that's where you want to be. I've never seen anyone who is living in financial freedom through pity or collecting alms. None. They may be able to save each day, but they can't come into affluence. Do you understand what I'm saying? You must fight your way by principle, by prayer, by every legal means, and by the help of the Holy Spirit to come into wealth. Let me show you some principles that will help you, because that's part of the things agenda I have for today. Show me the next one. there is a need to have an understanding that in the world we live in, there are systems that works. And the moment you can key into the system that works, everything changes for you. The one I want to show you, one secret quickly, is to show you the difference between active income and passive income. You see, active income is an income you receive regularly from what you are exchanging your time for. So, for example, if a medical doctor in the house and you are collecting a salary of 2 million naira, which is a very good thing. The day you stop showing up at work, not that you're on leave, not that you're on sick leave, but you are no longer showing up at that work, do you know what happened to that income? It will stop. Active income stop when you don't have capacity to continue the assignment. And it's a dangerous thing. Because anything can happen to you. Anything can happen in life, not even to you, to people around you, that can stop those flows of income. But do you know your wealth journey begins when you have capacity to build what I call passive income? What is passive income? These are income you get regularly without you showing up or showing, putting your extra time into it. And that's so interesting. Say, Pastor, what are you talking about? Few days ago, I received dividend from Dangote Cement. As I speak to you, I have invested in Dangote Cement for about 4 years now. I have never entered into a Dangote Cement office once. I know by location where the factory is, but I only see the product on the street. I have never showed up in their office. I've not even met Dangote yet. But you see, those who carry the cement, those who put the quarry block and whatever, they work tirelessly. But when they are sharing the profit, we both share it. How did I become owner? By buying their stocks. Requires zero of my time. I just need to wait and see how well they are doing, and I'm collecting money. Until you come into a place where others work for you, your money begins to produce money for you, you are not yet ready for a journey. Let me share a few things that can get you started. Let's go to the next one. How do you create a business idea from scratch? Because the purpose of this is to create more opportunities, right? How can we ensure we expand our income? Even if you're a student in the school, what can I do when I want to start a business from scratch? Where should I start from? And I'm showing you there. See, people don't hand over money to anyone because you are black or white. People hand over stuff to you because you have value. The moment you are providing value, sir, whether they like your temperament or not, it's just a tiny line between. It depends on how fast you will grow. If you are still dealing with some behavioral part a bit, but if you are the solution, they will beg you. It's the person that needs you that will call. Bro, if you find a fine sister and you want to ask that sister, will you not be calling? Will you be checking up? You say, how are you doing? After you just finish calling, you call back and you say, what are you calling for? You say, I just want to hear your voice. Abi, when you carry value, people chase after you. Money chase after you. Do you understand what I'm saying? So people are looking for value. Then how do we get into the place of value? How do we know that this thing is valuable? How do we know? Listen to people's problem. Let me tell your neighbor, listen to people's problem. You know, during COVID, I was having a session like this online on a Zoom call. And a lady joined the session and I was saying, you can sell what you don't have. You can do any form of business. Even with this restriction that we are, you can still reach out to people. Just listen to people's problem. And the lady was listening on her device, but the mother was seated there and was listening to the session. Mommy Lara, that's the woman now, because we have become friends. She was in pain because she just stocked up things from my 12. She used to sell food, Mama put. And then after cooking and all of those stuff that she has gathered, that was when they restricted us. So they ate the whole food and business crashed. So she was just there hanging in, but the daughter was listening to us. And I said to them, do you know you have to listen to your friends? What are they complaining about? And then 2 days later, the lady reached out to me and said to me that, And on that particular whatever, I made an example of a guy. I don't know if you have watched that Glow advert before. The guy picked his phone, went to the market on his way from work, got to the market. The wife is heavily pregnant. And they did a video call. And the lady was showing the husband what to buy. And I caught an idea from there. If everybody is scared to go to the market, you can start a business by going on their behalf, become a personal shopper, and buy things and bring it for them. That was the idea I shared. 2 days later, the lady called me and said, "Sir, I have an idea." I said, "What is it?" He said, "I noticed that when we're on our Zoom calls at work, all my girls are complaining that they are not feeding well because there is no food." I said, "That's the problem. How do we solve it? How do we commercialize that idea?" And she said to me, "Okay." And she's thinking, if mommy can start cooking soup for them, I said, bam, that is it. I said, reach out to your friends. Bowl of soup. Ask mommy, if you have to cook a bowl of soup, if it's fish, separate it from turkey, separate it from this, how much will it cost for this particular one? She did the costing and all that. You know, when you are just starting off, you don't know your value. She came with one ridiculous amount. I said, Oga, so what is your own inside of this? He said, I'm waiting for you to give me an idea. I said, oh, yeah, do a 20% as your own fee on this. Mommy would have put her own whatever, put additional 20% on it. Long and short, that's how they started. 5 of our colleagues asked for the bowl of soup. And then mommy cooked a 4. Could I say, you know now, they even send a boy, a rider, to go and be getting whatever. Long and short of this story, as I speak to you today, they are still existing customer with this woman. She no longer go to the mama. She shut down the rent. She removed the rent because I helped them. This rent of it, how much were you selling each day? Say about 80,000 to 70,000. Some of the bowl of soup that she's cooking now cost about 120,000. I said, so if you have all your activity for the day, people will walk in and you sell 70, 80,000. And you have client that you can send the bowl of soup to. And on it, you make 120. Close the shop. The rent money, add it to whatever. You now need to rebrand it. You don't call it Mommy Lara. Find a name to it. Put a name on it. They expanded from just their team to expanding to others. They are now on Instagram. You need a bowl of soup, this and whatever, they deliver to you. A problem that meets someone who was ready to make a solution. You call them money. Are you learning anything? When you listen to others, you will find out what is their pain area. And when you identify the pain area, you become a solution. Do you know one beautiful thing about this? You may not even be the solution. Do you hear what I'm saying? You may not be the solution, but you know someone who is the solution. And you can still get money paid as an intermediary. Let me explain that one to you. That Lexus car that I told you, that Lexus SUV that I told you that I brought to this place, I was in somewhere in Shomolu, one of the Baptist church in Shomolu. I went to minister to teenagers, one of their Easter camp out. And I was sharing an idea like this on how to start from the scratch. And one boy listened to me there, so he connected with me. So I wanted a gold Lexus with a black rim and whatever. So I checked it out in Texas. I saw the car and all of that. And it's going to take them 2 months to bring that car home. Unknown to me, this boy started, let me mention his name, he's a big brand now, you can go and check it, The Bargainer. Go and check on Instagram. He's a big boy now. At that time, he was in year 2 in Unilab, but they were on holiday, he was in Ikorodu. He saw my child that was looking for that particular car, and then sent me a message with the car. You know, I didn't know him personally. He just sent me a DM that this also car is somewhere in Apapa, that just arrived a week ago. I was so happy. See, from my house till I got to Apapa, that was the only car I was seeing. When a Lexus gold car passed, I was just, hey, that's the car. I was excited. I got there, finished the transaction. When I finished paying, I didn't see this boy. I didn't even know he's a boy. He didn't show up. He sent someone. I carried my own mechanic. We scanned the car, everything. I was so excited. I said, this car is not sleeping here. I'm going home with it. We took the car. When I got back home, you know, out of the excitement, sitting, I saw a personal WhatsApp message that was sent to me. I said, who is this person? He said, congratulations on your car. I was wondering, I didn't tell anybody. It's my wife now. Who is this? Who is this mystery job? He now says, sir, his name is so-so-so-so. That he was afraid to tell me about himself because he wants his own commission. I said, okay, tell me about this. Apparently, he was listing cars. He will go to those people who are importing the cars. As they import the cars, he will list it on his WhatsApp status. In fact, his IG has not grown at that time. He was just putting those things out there. He will tell those guys, he said, you, I can sell the car for you. I'll put my commission. On my car, he collected 550,000 naira as a commission. I was happy. A 200 level student at that time. Today, he's not selling cars alone. He's selling land too. All of those cars, not a single one, is in his house in Ikorodu. You will go to the store. Some of you will buy new wig. You wear fine wig. Nobody say yes. You'll be angry at yourself. And some people are using that same WhatsApp status to sell to you that you are consuming. Can you look at your neighbor? Tell your neighbor, you're my customer. You don't, they're not saying it well. Pastor, please. Let me tell her that my money is in your hand. Sis, you have a purse. Let me look at her. That my money is in this purse. I say, what is this? What is this man saying? That's the reality. You see? He said, carry the money. You question, he say, waiting, she go do. Where you go release that money without a fight? Think on these things. You see, look at the numbers of people that are in church today. You are all our customers. But the truth is, we never have anything valuable to offer each other. And that's why the money is not flowing. The day you discover what this man needs and you become a solution, he will pay you. Even if he has not done the transfer, he will say, please, let me send the money to you. Let me send the money to you. There's something you offer that will make you pay him. Is anybody thinking anything? We want to sell to Noazak. There is something Noazak need. All you need is to identify what Noazak need. And Noazak will be forced. They will negotiate. They will pay you. That's the gap. Is anybody learning anything? Start from the family member. Don't look too far. Start from the church. Do you know my problem with church? Problem comes to church. Solution comes to church. They will both sing good praise worship, dance like our brother led us. And when service is over, problem walks away. Solution too walks away. Because you don't understand the power of the collaboration. You don't see anything beyond church member. And that's why nothing is changing. There are some brothers here. You think your wife is somewhere else. Oh, and B. You'll be doing Ojukoko. You'll be afraid of them. They are not my type. They are not my type. They will marry them all. And you'll discover that your wife has been married to somebody else. You better open your eyes and see. There's a difference between looking and seeing. There are some opportunities here, but yet it's just a problem that you are consumed with. And that's why Chinese folks are different from us. In Hong Kong, everywhere is a solution. Everywhere. They see possibilities. When you see problem, they are so happy. When they see darkness, they are so happy because they are thinking of things to do to it. We are too consumed with the problems of Nigeria that we don't see the solutions around us. I'm sure you'll be doing some programs and some people will be doing customized shirt. It's possible that the person who is doing the customized shirt for us is not even a member of this church. Do you know why I told our church member? By the grace of God, we average about 700 of us. And I said to them, the money will flow in us. The ones that doesn't know how to do things, we will correct them. They will use us as practice. I just engaged a lady who is doing, who is sewing this, what do you call it, boo-boo or something. I sold something worth of 350,000 from her. She will not come to church. She won't pay tithe. The money must flow within. We build their capacity within. How many fashions are there? Do you know how people wear fine clothes to church every Sunday? And you are the one designing clothes and nobody has sewn from you. I say you are a fashion designer. Who are you selling to? The people on Instagram. You must become something of what? That no No five member will sew new clothes without taking one or two from you. That's how to become valuable. It's talk. You talk so much. He said you are MC. They are doing program here. You don't want to MC here. I'm running. My time is fast, man. And I'm not halfway. The quality of entrepreneurs, you must understand. Let me just flip over that. You must have a clear vision of what you want to do. You must be very strategic about your opportunity. Because it's not all opportunity that leads to commercialization. Understand that. If I say I have flair for fast cars, I want fast cars. That's my interest. I want to be selling fast cars. Mommy, hey Joe. If I put Lamborghini, Ferrari on this street and say so, yo, to somebody to buy, hey Joe, may no matter. Why? But if I take it to Banana Island, is there a possibility that somebody is going to come and check? So it's not all opportunity that you will commercialize. Do you understand what I'm saying? You must understand your environment and understand what the need is. And you must be able to identify that this thing, you can commercialize it. Are you staying with me? You must be action-oriented. You see, some of you have beautiful ideas. It's just written down. For the past 10, 15 years, it's just in your head. Can you just start? And don't be afraid to start. Because in starting, you will make the old mistake. She's laughing. She knows that I'm talking to her now. Start! Start, please! It's in that starting people will know that, oh, you are not doing something well. You can correct it. And as you are correcting it, you are becoming the best. Do you know that every big conglomerate companies today, that was not their first product? Should I challenge you? Apple was not phone first. Go and find out. Samsung was not phone first. They did some other businesses. They failed woefully. Pick up themselves again and try new things. Don't talk. Stop talking and start doing. Start. Some people even want to help you. They don't know how to help you because they are not seeing anything you are doing. Until you start, the help begins to flow. Some of you think you are waiting on God, but God is the one waiting on you. And when you're in that place, you are wasting. You are not waiting. There's a difference between waiting and wasting. A man that is waiting on God receives strength. God says he will renew his strength. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31. His strength is renewed. But a man that is wasting will be drained and frustrated. You should know the difference. Once have I spoken. Twice what? What has he told you to do? Go and do it. Start. Convention reminds me of this. One of our convention, I can't remember. Toby, I don't know if you still remember. This popular guy, Wole Arole, came to that convention. I was the state manager. And he came to me and said that he wants to do comedy. We have never done comedy before in Pastor's family. And I said, no, we've not done something like that before. And he said to me that he traveled with his final amount from Ife. He was on campus then in Ife. That he just came and he just felt led. I said, you know what? Let me take you to the coordinator. So I took him to Pastor Leke. And I said, we've not done this before, but I want us to just, let's enjoy the grace of this man. And he said, make me laugh. That's what Pastor Leke said to him. And he abused the man. He was bigger than that size before. He abused him from top to, and everybody was laughing. And Pastor was like this. When he was done, he said, I give you 2 minutes. He did that 2 minutes. His next video I saw was under purpose. If you follow that guy that I'm talking about, to me, it's not even funny. But it was consistent. It was under purpose. Your glory is 2 gigabytes. That 2 gigabytes, now he owns a house in London, married with a fine boy and fine sister. From that, no glory, 2 kilobyte glory and whatever. Is he still doing 2 kilobyte glory now? He's not a prophet, though. He has a ministry now. He's a general overseer. Did he start as a general overseer? Do you know Imam Oh My God? Yes. Imam Oh My God was in CU. Those are the people that we started together. He was the one that found Nedu and that other guy. He was the one that found them, that told them that they should be doing comedy. He was not funny. He was doing comedy at that, but he discovered, if I continue, I can't even match my proteges, and went back to what God originally called him. Today, it was a tape. I hope you know that. If you are not following, let me update you. Update. And you are there. Pastor Victor does not allow me to sing praise worship. And they don't like my voice. Pick your phone. Start, you don't, studio, AI studio. Pick it and start doing it. Do it consistently. I struggled too. I was doing things and making money. I didn't know how to tell others. I was afraid. How will people see me? A pastor. In fact, at that time, self, I was assisting. How can a pastor be talking about money and all that? And God begins to show me, you need to help more people. They need to come into the light of the things that can give them opportunity. You need to liberate them more. There are people that will be kingdom. Are you waiting for that one? If Daddy Joe says that he wants an auditorium that is the size of Ibadan, is it Dangote that is going to bring that money? One day we sat down with some of my team and we did a strategic plan of what that auditorium is going to look like. We need 2 airports, minimum of 2 airports that is going to fly people in and out. We need a cable car. You can't even do road transport alone. You are going to cause chaos. The current one we are is already causing problems for them on the express. So if you are going to do something like that, you need proper. And I ask myself, where is the money going to come from? Who are the people that God is going to raise to bring this money? He's waiting on you. Tell your neighbor, start. I'm running. I want to obey this time. Let me show you some few strategies. I call them key strategies that can help you. I've mentioned one to you. Focus on others. Find out the pain point of what people are looking for. Apply, adopt technology to anything you want to do. I read the story of a boy who finished from CU, who went back to his father's business. He's making shoe. And I looked at it. How can I improve on my father's business? And he started researching on the kind of shoes and design that the father can make. He made some prototype and went to get investment funding. Today, he's exporting shoes to Italy, where we are buying from before. He's now sending shoes there. Export and import. Use technology. There are some people that are already in this business. You can understand their value chain. While you are still in school, you can start making money by helping other people's businesses. Be strategic. Collaboration. That's one of the things that is killing us in the kingdom. Everybody wants to stay on their own lane. Don't stay on your lane yet until you have a lane. Do you get what I'm saying? Some of you think you have it. I just want to keep to my If you keep to yourself, your destiny will also keep quiet. Ask the right question. Chase after those that looks like your future. Stay with them, whatever it takes. The pain and sacrifice that you require, do it. Because you have something that you want to deliver. Experiment, please. And get feedback when you experiment. Let me share this story with you. It's very profound. I was talking to our church members like this and said, go and start something after this service. And this guy, very good singer in our choir, Emmanuel, he heard me and he decided to do, he said one time ago when he was in the university, he did internship and learned how to do soap, this hand wash soap. Our choir is about 150 of them. And he felt that by doing the hand soap, at least choir members will buy. Ogbewa. First, they brought the whatever. He gave me, the pastor, he's selling the... So he's one bottle like this. I said, pastor, he's selling. I said, how much is this? He said, he's selling for, I think, 3,000 or 2,500. I can't remember. I told myself, don't worry, let's buy. But everybody in choir, nobody... Only the HOD. And he came to me that he has done about 20 of it that nobody's buying. I said, you don't understand your season. Let me show you those 3 seasons very quickly. And I said to him, you must understand 3 seasons of an entrepreneur. Season of doing it for free. Season of doing it for friends and family. And season of doing it for a fee. How many of you know that Money Fresh? That when you buy Money Fresh, sisters, bear me witness. They give you the, what is it called? This foam, the sponge. Added it to it, but you don't pay for that one. As a free gift. Why are they doing that? An established company. Why are they giving you free gift? Do you know some of them, if you look at some soap, they will buy a particular soap. They will give you some added whatever to it. A new product. They are actually getting your feedback on them. By the time they are introducing it back into the market, they are getting something from you. This is where I was going. I told him, bring the remaining 20. We are going to give your choir member, give people in church. Hotel, we give them for free to go and try. He said, ah, pastor, I said, how much is the cost? I said, I will give you the cost amount, but give them for free. But tell them, you want a feedback on how this soap is doing. When we got home, I asked my wife, said, no, don't use it. Please, go and dash somebody. I said, no, now. We want to help this young man. What do what is the thing you don't like about it? Say, look at the appearance. It's not looking. Now, I can't use this one to wash my plate too. I said, okay, let's pour it and smell it. When we pour it out, it smells good. Say, this one even smells better than Money Fresh. I said, you see now, you didn't allow. Say, but the bottle is not good. I took that feedback. The next Sunday, I asked him, go to the people that we have distributed to. What was their feedback? Some people say, it foams too much. This and that. Most people complained about the container. And I said, do you know what? We'll go and look for the Money Fresh type of container. We'll rebrand it and bring it back to the same 20 that we gave before. We did it. When we brought it back to the 20, do you know what they said? Each of them said, no, I can't collect this. How much is it? I'm paying. It moved from doing it for free to friends and family. He said, no. We have to pay for this. They all paid. He made sales for the first time. 20 genuine, apart from me, that I bought before. 20 people, new people, actually pay for it. And I said, you know what? Stay with them to hear their complaint. After the improvement here, we have done. He resigned his job to let you know that he's doing well with the business now. The same people that use it were now the people that were speaking on his behalf. Family and friends are now speaking on his behalf about the product. And then he now enter into a full scale of fee. When you ask for fee, when you are still in your season of friends and family, you will be frustrated. I say, you will be the one to sing at our next youth program. I say, no. My charges is 250K. How much is the video collecting? I need to start early too. Pastor said we need to take questions, but let me share this story with you. It's a very profound. This young man I'm talking about now, I came with two of my brethren from church. They can testify to this. One of the guys who is the head of our welcome team, this guy can dance, but he wants to do comedy. To me, he's not so funny, you know, but he's very jovial. He will dance and do all of those things and all. And then one day, because he usually anchors event for us and all that, one of the elder in the house said she's celebrating her 50th birthday and want the boy to come. So the guy ran to me and said, Pastor, mommy said that I'm going to anchor the birthday. I said, good. And she's asking me for how much. And I said to him, I said, go and tell mommy that this is your contribution to her birthday. You will do it for free. He was sorrowful. He was very sad. And I look at him. Yes. He went to tell mommy. Mommy was like, okay. Good one. Gave the address. The address was in Ikoyi. He ran back to me. He said, Pastor, it's Ikoyi. I know that I cannot take public transport there. I need to use Uber because of my address. I said, don't worry, I will pay. He got there, finished up. Meanwhile, I asked him, how much do you want to charge mommy? He said, like 200K now for the whatever. I said, don't worry, go. So this as your seat. Don't let me take your blessing, but I'll give you transportation. He finished. When he was done, I saw like 6 missed calls on my phone. I was wondering what was going on. It was the one calling. I even thought that maybe they've arrested him there or something. By the time I was calling back, that what? He was screaming on the phone. What happened? Mommy handed him over a 250,000 naira check to say thank you. I was pleading and begging him and gave it to him. He was so excited. Season of doing it for free. When he came back, mommy's friend was doing her 50th birthday. And mommy said, one of the women was there and said, that boy that did the whatever, let him come and do for me too. You know what mommy said? When mommy called him, I said, you are doing this. She said, go share to me, charge her. A season of doing it for friends. Charge what? He said, he now ran to me. He said, how much are you going to write? I said, mommy has rated you 250,000. You can't write less than that. Put a 300,000 on it and send a bill of 300,000. Mommy saw it. She was angry. She said, no. Oh, what? Lord, where? But what? Lord, where? Long and short, he received a 500,000 from me. He's currently studying his master's in the UK as I speak to you. You must understand that there is a value over your head and you must discover it and run with it. Thank you for this 10 minutes. Thank you. Show me the next one quickly. How do you start anything from this service? So I'm challenging you, Pastor. Ask them next week Sunday if they have started anything. Let me show you how to start well. Show me the next slide.
In the next 90 days, I'm challenging you. It may be an existing business that you have been doing. You want to apply this in the next 90 days. Do you know why they send us to NYSC for 3 weeks? There's a power in 21 days. It's a days of changing habits. Go and study about it. 21 days. Why do we fast for 21 days? Those things change our habit. In the next 90 days, I want you to pick anything. And don't, please, I'm begging you, don't be a fool by looking for things that interest you. That's not what you are supposed to do. Go and look for what people need and upgrade yourself. Watch videos. Develop yourself. Whatever you have to do. If it's AI, prompt engineering, whatever it is, cloud, whatever you want to do, in the next 30 days, study hard on it. And now use the next 31 days to 60 days to look for where you are going to exercise those things. Practice. Let people know. Don't keep quiet. Let people know about what you are doing. And then when it's your 60 to 90 days, begin to have projects. Do something. Is it event planning you want to do? Start looking for those who are into it. Go and meet them. You want to volunteer there. After you have built up yourself in that space. I'm telling you, by December, you will have clarity. Let me show you one fun fact. Show me the next one. I was in year 2 in the university. Show me the next slide. Show me. Stay here. I was in year 2 in the year 2007. None of these businesses I'm showing you was ever in existence. There was no WhatsApp. There was no Instagram. There was no Bitcoin. 2007. None of it. All those things that you are seeing, they are big companies. None of them was in existence. It was all in somebody's mind. I was in year 2. We use WeChat, something like that. But today, by just looking at those icons, it tells you a lot. The question is, who will be the next big story in the house? Who will be the next big story? What I'm telling you is that it's not too late to start today. Even if others don't believe what you are saying, believe in yourself, pray over it, and get started. Anywhere you want to start, start. I'll share the slide. I show some high demand digital skills that is needed in the year 2026. And you need to pay attention to it. If you learn it, you can start any money from me. Do you know people are doing PDF book, PDF, and getting paid for PDF? PDF. They use AI to put materials together and they are selling it online. One ridiculous one. I've been writing a particular book for 11 years. I have not published now. Each time I'll go back and change something. This PDF, a lady was having, after childbirth, you know, women gain weight. And she documented her journey on how she was into exercising, all of these, health goals and whatever. And she, you know, documented all of those things and put it together. She used, designer, whatever, one popular Canva to design the cover page. And at the time I was watching her video, she has sold 200,000 copies of that journey online. Do you know how much she was selling? $20. Multiply $20 times 200,000. When you get home, you will laugh. Or it can make you sad too. Either way, whatever it has to make you, just ensure you learn from what I'm saying. Do you understand what I'm saying? She didn't lift a finger from her problem to her solution. She documented it. And she was selling her problem and solution online. $20 times 200,000. Some of you here, you can talk for Africa. You don't know how to turn that talk to money. Do you know the art of telling story is one of the biggest skills that is required in our generation? When you can tell story, there are platforms that want to take your story. There are even movies they are doing now on AI that doesn't exist. It's just people's story. They used to do it. And they are paying people heavily. Do you know Funke Akindele put out a publication looking for people to bring stories to continue our Jennifer diary? Oh, wake up. If you like, be sleeping. I'm running now. I don't want to add any additional. Keep, I will share this slide. Just go. I want to show you something very important. The lifestyle of inflation. I want to show you that, and I'm going to close and take your question. Go. I have some investment opportunities that you can start doing. It's on the slide. When you get it, show me the next one. I want to show you. This is very important. The inflation lifestyle. Who is Anlini? Please help me. Go. The lifestyle inflation. Go to that slide. You see? This particular slide is not there. The lifestyle, who is controlling it? The lifestyle inflation. Just show them. One of the things I saw early and my eyes was open was the fact that there are some of you in the room that currently have some way of receiving money. But your problem is that you are inflating your lifestyle at the proportion of what you are receiving. And I want to show you that secret. Why is it appearing this way? It's fine. Just leave it that way. Let me tell you a story of this person. He started off by earning 150,000 naira as a salary. And he determined that he has financial goal. He wanted to ensure that everything is intact. And he said, I'll be saving 50% of that money every month. That is 33% of his income. Are you with me? 50,000, 50 over 150 is 33, right? 33%. And he said, you know what? I'm going to stay in my parents' house. No need to get an apartment for now, so that I can cushion the effect and all of that. And everything was fine. He was so diligent at work. He was promoted. And he started earning 500,000. And he said to himself, I will still keep 50,000 as savings and investment. What is the 50,000 over 500,000? 10 what? God bless you, ma. 10%. He started earning 500,000. He introduced that, he's coming from Ebeda, it's too far to VI. Let me move to Bagada. He went to rent an apartment of 1 million naira. At least, it's 2 months of my salary, right? Then he said, I can't be joining public bus again. I want to buy one to Kumoka. And the financial burden set in. He started saving 50,000 from the same 500,000 every month. But what happens to him in reality is that he moved from an investment of, possible investment of 33% to 10%. Meanwhile, his income has moved from 150 to 500,000. But what has changed is lifestyle. He became poorer in his future and handed over his future enjoyment to now. And that's what some of you are doing. You can't defy your gratification. You are holding on to it. And when you keep holding on to that gratification now, you will suffer it in the future. Do you know this guy is doing so well? His salary was increased to 1 million naira. He said, how can I be driving Saloka? In Nigeria, SUV is the real deal. He went to sell that one and bought SUV. He was still saving 50,000 naira out of 1 million. You too, he said, there are some of you, you are not even as prudent as him as saving 50,000. Some of you spend all that comes to you. I have a scripture for you, and I'm going to close with that. Let me show you that scripture. Proverb is very wise. Proverb 21:20. This is where I'm going to stop. And I want to take one or two questions. And I'm reading from the Message version of the Bible. Proverb 21:20. It says, stupid people spend their money as fast as they get it. Is it in your Bible? What is it showing? What is it showing? Oh, there's Message Classical and there is Message. So maybe that's where you're having the trouble. Stupid people spend their money as fast as what? They get it. If you have a 1 million naira now, before the end of this service, how will you spend it? Think. Don't say anything to me. Pastor, I can tell you that some people here, they will not go back to their hostel. The original plan is that after service, he's going home to go and sleep. But if 1 million naira hit that person's account now, the person will not go home to sleep. Think on these things. Some people are not in church again. Kai, I can see some people already out of church. Pastor, some people will not sleep at home tonight.
with that 1 million.
But do you know the difference between a poor person and a wealthy person? Let me show you. Each time a poor person receives money, they always think how to spend it. When money comes to a wealthy man, they will first think first how to reproduce it before they spend it. The day you move from the bucket of those who always think of what to spend, that's where your financial journey starts. Thank you very much.
So please, we're going to be taking 2 questions. If you have a question, can you just raise your hand and come forward? You have a question you want to ask? Anybody? Is there anybody outside in the overflow that has a question?
Apple check.
Please just come inside. Okay, please come forward.
Like I promised, the slide will be shared to us so that we can go over the aspect of the investment, how you can get started and all of that. Like I'm not opportune to do now. You'll be able to find that and get started.
All right, yes. We have someone else. Okay, no other person.
Oh, okay, run out. She's thinking about it. Run out. Yes, let's go ahead, please.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much, sir, for today. So I have a question for somebody that you are a young person and you have invested so much in building skills. You have vast knowledge in expertise and some skills that you do. And then what restricts you? You're putting yourself out there, but then what restricts you is the resources to start. Now I know so many people say that just that the resources will come, but you have started. You have been on the journey for a longer time and it's looking like it's staying in resources, and you know you already have a strategic plan that if these resources can come, this is where I will be in some kind of duration that you set. What advice do you have for that kind of person?
Okay, so let's be specific. What skill set are you talking about and what resources do you require?
Okay, I'm a graphic designer and okay. I've been in the field for close to 4 years. I design with my smartphone and I make a lot of things that PC users also will feel like, wow, this is a lot and it's very nice. So, but then there are some things that as a graphic designer, there are some things that you are restricted to because you are using a smartphone. If I want to apply to international companies to work for them as a graphic designer, they have a lot of requirements. Must be proficient in Adobe, Photoshop, Illustrator, and all of those things. But me as a person, I only work with a smartphone. And those are the kind of restrictions I have to getting high-paying gigs.
All right. So, I'm flabbergasted with the fact that the skill set you are even talking about is one of the high-demand skill sets. And one of the things, and Pastor, for taking time, maybe you're looking in the wrong direction. Go and check the Bridge page and see how real time, as I speak to you now, service should have closed, and see the volume of designs and stuff that has dropped on that. And I can tell you that half of the team are earning in USD. There's a lady online, if there's anybody that knows this lady that uses her phone to cover weddings and vlog or something, she's selling out because she uses phone and not camera. Listen to me. There are a number of companies that want to get your designs. There are websites I've put there, online there, on freelancers where you can drop some of your designs that the employers that need it will call you to ask for it. Talking about tools is not the game changer now. It's what you are designing. There are some certain level of designs that you are going to make that the people that requires you will look for you. Let me give you an example. Pastor Nat's cover page, the latest album that he did now, one of our guys snapped that picture and sent it to him. He came for MM Praise and he snapped that picture and sent it to him. When he looked at the picture and the excellence of what he saw in the picture, he called that who is the person that snapped this picture because he wanted to use it on his album and asked for how much he's going to pay for a patent right. Listen to me. It's not
about your tool in itself. It's about the creativity God has given to you. And anything you have designed in the last 4 years, get my number, send them in. I'm going to hand you over to someone to mentor you. You need to look in the right place.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, everyone. My name is Fumlayo Ajidan. I'm a fashion designer, a virtual assistant. So I'm asking on the area of the city of starting business, the family and friends is before. My question is, at what point do you know that you need to move out of the friends and family? But I'm talking from experience, because over the years, I feel like, okay, this people were probably the one that I invested in this, and I wanted to go and learn it. And now I've learned over 4 or 5 years. And whenever this people wants to come, these are friends and family. They don't want to pay for it, but they still get value. They will not go outside, but they will still come. They will not ask for how much. They don't want to pay for the service that they are getting over the years. And now I don't want to come as I've arrived, and it's now time for you to start up. So at what point exactly?
Stay with me. I've heard this question before, and I want to really help you out. You see, in your season, when your season is ripe, it's not you. It's not only you that will know that you are out of season of doing it for friends and family. Even them will see it. Have you experienced this before? Let me just put it to you. When they want to spoil so more expensive stuff, do they bring it to you?
Yes, sir.
They still bring it to you. You are so lucky. In the case I have in hand, when they now have big weddings and all that, they take it to outside and go and give that money to people outside. Why? Because you have not built a structure around what you are doing. You must understand clearly that the business is separated from you. They call it, accountants call it business entity concept. You separate yourself from the business. Let me give you an example. Material, if they are sourcing material, you already table them out. If you are sourcing material yourself, this is how much it costs for my sewing. This is how much is this. This is how much is that. When they are bringing it, you show them, friends and family, this is how much I sew for others. This is amount discount I'm giving to you as my friend and family. This is how much you are paying. If you find somebody that is bringing clothes to you over and over again and is not ready to, you are doing free job. You are still in your season of free. So you must be able to graduate with structure to show them that for even bringing people to come and sew with me, I will sew one for you. I will collect money on this other one. Do you understand? Structure it. That way, when they see the good job you do, they can't do without you sewing for them. They will keep paying you that your fee outside your discount. And remember, when you are giving discount out, you don't give discount on your cost. You give discount on your margin, your profit margin. So let's say that you are sewing for others for 10 naira and you want to give discount. How much you are getting is 10 naira. You can part away with 3 naira and charge those 1-7 naira. You must still make profit. Are you with me? Thank you very much. All right. Oh, sorry, darling. Sorry.
Thank yes, you very much, sir.
You're welcome, ma.
We so much enjoyed your
thank you,
teachings.
Ma. Thank you, ma.
Yeah. There's this great challenge I've been facing in my own business. I'm a showbiz person, and I host beauty pageants every year, yearly like that. Well, I've been having the challenge of not having sponsors the way that I wanted. Most times I host it with my last penny in my account. I've been finding it difficult. How do I crack that? And secondly, I'm also an author.
Okay.
This is a book that I wrote.
Okay.
It's been over 6 months now. I've been selling it privately on my own. And I noticed that some people just want to collect for free.
So all you have on this book, are they all printed copies?
Yeah, I have.
Do you have anyone online?
I'm trying to. I've tried Amazon.
So I'm going to share 50 places you can sell this book online. I'll share the whatever. Even in Nigeria, Okada Books and the likes and all that, some of the things we may need to visit back on the book. What's the title of the book?
Be that star model in your own different field.
You
of
can
endeavor.
Be that star model. Awesome.
Different field of endeavor.
Now, you need to be flexible enough in the beauty budget space and ask what people are looking for and coin your topic in that direction. We are now getting into strategy session. Forgive me. Mommy needs help, and I need to offer that help. How many of you enjoyed the song? Oh, Mama, you always. All right, stay with me. It's entertainment. When they were recording the song, Oh, Mama was not in the chorus of the song. But do you know what Maverick City did? Maverick City went to meet
the streaming companies, Apple Music, Dizzy, whatever and all that, they ask them, what are the things people are searching for? And then they gave them the data that people are looking for Igbo songs. And I'm going to prove it to you. In that same season, that was one of the most ridiculous person that was singing Igbo song. That they justify. Did the old video on Igbo song. They were attend. Bidemi Olaba did song on Igbo song. There were millions of search of Igbo songs. Eh? Toby Akuraku, God bless you. They all did Igbo song because the data says that a lot of people are looking for Igbo songs to listen to. What did Maverick City did? They picked one line of his Igbo song and added it to the chorus when they were promoting the video. Did you see the promotion before the re-video? What were they singing? After the Omema, what's the other Igbo part inside of it? Kosimo, they sold out. Over 100 million views. They worked from what people need. See, you say it's spiritual song, goes on, but they understood the business side of music. Mommy, you need to understand the business side of your writing. I'm an author too. You need to go and search. What are people looking for in the area of beauty pageant? There's something they are searching. And until you address that, you will not sell. The moment you know what they are searching for, example, now you are hosting beauty pageant every year and all that. The people that want to go into beauty pageant, there's a lot of value chain there. It's only people that crack that part of it. You know, believers are even running away from beauty, entertainment. I've not even talked about sport. The value chain is sport. Discovering people that can play football and all of those things. Millions of dollars that are flowing there. And people are still coming outside to ask the people that are aspiring beauty people, what are they looking for? All of them are also looking for that stage. What can you do in between the people that are looking for that big stage? The people who are on the stage, how can you become a middle person? You may not necessarily host a beauty pageant again, but you can see end from that value chain. We need to talk more. God bless you.
God bless you, sir.
Thank you so much.